rate of population growth is the one thing which is actually going down. Everything else to do with our environment, things are getting a lot worse, whether it be from species extinction to deforestation to carbon emissions. All those are going up at a very alarming rate. The argument we're making is that it's a very easy answer to say that the problem is just there's just too many humans, there's too many people. But the facts don't support that. The real reason why we are in such an ecological crisis is the people who control world's major corporations, the people who make the decisions about whether investment goes into more fossil fuels or renewable energy, the people who fund climate deniers, and most importantly, the tiny percent, the 1% of the world's population who benefit most from things as they are, from an economy which is geared to never-ending growth, from a society based on immense waste and use of fossil fuels.
What about middle-class people in Western countries and also in the developing world that surely have a quite high rate of consumption with buying new fridges, televisions, swimming pools? These are also things that are causing companies to continue mining and using resources. Isn't that something that you need to take into consideration?
Well, it is some of the, part of the mix, and one of our criticisms of the simple argument about too many people is that it ignores the very different experiences and different, you know, consumption of people around the world. And what you say is very true. Your average Australian, they have a much more carbon-intensive lifestyle than someone who lives in a village in Madagascar, for example. And that's undeniable. However, if you look at where most waste comes from, and where most pollution comes from, is it right to say that the consumers are the ones making the decisions and the ones who are the environmental problem, or is it the corporations who have the power to shape the market, who spend billions on advertising and convincing people that they need to have new stuff, and most importantly, who are responsible for designing products for the dump? If you look at so much of what we consume, it's meant to be thrown away. And it's meant to be thrown away for the soundest of reasons, that companies from Apple through to Microsoft, they make a lot more money if they can sell you the same thing once every year. Car companies, same thing. So we have a whole economic system which is based on growth, but it's based on very destructive growth.
The economy is based on continuous growth, and it wouldn't function as an economy without that growth. So it's a system that relies on consumption. And mining being the backbone of the Australian economy now, if we stop these things, then the economy will fail, people will be out of jobs.
What it needs is a complete redesign of the economy. We have an economy which serves itself, which serves those at the very top. We do need a new kind of economy which serves people on the planet. That's a long way off. Sort of a society which is not based on profit, but on human need. But there are steps we can take immediately and steps we have to take right now, which the richest 1% don't want to go there, but we need to push for that in order to have an inhabitable planet. So things like supporting the calls from groups like Beyond Zero Emissions to move away from a fossil fuel industry, build solar thermal plants, build wind turbines. We could move to 100% renewable energy in Australia very, very quickly if there was a political will.